All right, here we are, our number two, Historic Monday, Monday, March the 23rd, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, today we've got mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. We've got Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Mike Wilson Show from 5:10 until 6 p.m. That's how the day will go here on WWGH Radio. Now, we had a call there during the break. If you'd like to call in, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have any questions. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, could you tell me, I heard a lot of people talking about a stimulus. Could you tell me what that's all about or what's going on with that?
Did you say stimulus?
Yes, stimulus. I heard a lot of people talk about that.
Well, basically what's going on right now is the federal government is trying to get some money to people, and it's being batted around. Will it be $1,000 per adult? How are they going to base it? Are they going to base it on your income? Is it going to be $500 per kid? Are they going to cap it at $3,000? How many times are they going to do it? They're still trying to figure out how that's going to work. But something's going to happen.
Does everybody get this?
We don't know. Because it has not been, to my knowledge, the rules of this have not been put out yet. Now, a lot of stuff on the internet is being put out, but I don't know. I don't know exactly how it'll work.
Oh, okay. Because I hear a lot of it, and I just don't understand what they're talking about, and I thought, why call you and find out if you heard anything or what's going on?
Well, there will be something. I mean, the federal government, the Congress, and the Senate, and the President are working together to get something done, and I'm sure there will be something. The question right now is just who will get it, how it will be distributed, what exactly the money will be, because the problem right now is they're also talking about giving money to some companies to try to help them go, and they're kind of debating that out. But it'll come quick because they don't want to see anything happen to the stock market or anything like that.
Yeah, because I was worried about my rent and stuff, and I just moved into this new place, and I don't know how my landlord's going to be. So I was just wondering if we're going to get our Social Security checks or what's going on.
Social Security and food stamps and Medicaid, that's all going on. No, that will not change.
Oh, okay. So would you still be eligible for the stimulus program?
Well, that's a question. People don't really know when it comes to senior citizens right now, because they're still going to get their checks. The senior citizens' money will not change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, and thank you so very much for this information.
No problem. When we get more, we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, and if you know more than I do, call in, because it's one of those things that's ever-changing, and I don't have when you're on the air, you can't sit and look at the internet or watch television. So if you know more than I do at this point about anything, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're going to try to bring you the most accurate information we have every morning. And hopefully we will continue to do that. But if you have any comments, too, comments are important at this point. It's an historic day from that aspect. And if you would like to be on the record as saying something, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
As far as I know, it has not been passed. The Democrats and Republicans couldn't come to a conclusion last night. This is according to WTVN 610's news today. So they're supposed to be getting together this morning and trying to hash things out.
Now, wasn't the reason, because I think I read this story, wasn't the reason...
The reason that I heard is because they were, I don't know, giving too much to big business or something.
Right. There was something...
And not taking care of the little people.
Right. There was something to do with, there was a lot of money in there for corporate bailouts.
Right.
And I think they were uncomfortable with that.
Yes.
Yeah. So...
And I wanted to put my 2 cents in about why I feel people are panicking is basically because DeWine comes on every single day, and every single day the rules change. Something that wasn't closed yesterday is closed today, and who knows if he's going to decide it should be closed tomorrow. So I think unintentionally, the governor is putting everybody into a panic, because the only thing consistent, I feel, is that something closes down every day. And I believe people are afraid that eventually he's going to close down the grocery stores. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know, honestly, I think he knows he can't do that, because that would cause panic.
Well, no, I know, but right. I feel that way, but I think a lot of people are afraid that that's what he's going to do.
It
and
could be.
I don't think he can either. I don't believe he will, but I think that's why people are panicking so much, and that's why there is all the hoarding at the grocery stores, because people feel they're not going to be able, you know, I can get it today, but am I going to be able to get it tomorrow?
You know, I heard somebody talk about this, and it's a weird thing to even talk about, but this whole toilet paper thing, and and somebody said that, a psychologist, said that this was more about control, that right now people feel they're not in control, so this is something they can control, and that's what this whole toilet paper thing has really been about.
That I can't help you with, I don't know.
You know, I thought it was an interesting observation that this person made, because I think, because I still can't figure the toilet paper thing. And I thought that was interesting, because I do think people feel like they don't know what they're going to do, because right now they don't know financially. They don't know about their house. They don't know about their food. They don't know about any of this right now.
Right.
And one thing they can control is, you know, they can go, for whatever reason, toilet paper's become the hot item, and they can go and get that toilet paper, and they can be in control of that one thing. So it's strange, but, you know, it sounds right. A lot of this is psychological. It's not medical.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Everything that you have said and your opinions, and I think along the same lines as you do. I'm scared. I'm not so much scared for me as I'm afraid for everybody else. If that makes sense.
Well, I understand that. Here's what I think as I was driving in this morning, because, you know, this all goes into effect tonight at 11:59. I think what the issue is going to be, there's going to be a point, and I think it seemed like we've been in this forever, but it's really only been 10 days. And I think what eventually is going to happen is people are going to calm down. They've got to. They're going to wear themselves out eventually. And I think they'll calm down, and even though this is not normal, it will be the new normal for them, and they won't be so panicked.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, you know, I don't know. As long as the rules change every day, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you.
Thanks for letting me voice my opinion.
No, that's what we want to do here, because we want to hear from everybody, and maybe somewhere in the middle we'll have a collective consensus on something at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there you go, and that's the point. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We would love to talk to you. Go ahead, caller.
I think the other issue with the toilet paper, I was at the South Kroger's this morning, and they have a limit of three, but I saw two couples, so four people got the maximum three, so they ended up with six things of paper And there were other people, senior citizens and that because the shelves sold out within an hour, that there wasn't any toilet paper left because people were hoarding, which, I don't know, unless you're really full of it, you don't need that much toilet paper. And I was at CVS after that to pick up a prescription, and one of the ladies in line said she had been at the Kroger's North, the small Kroger's, and they didn't get a shipment in, so they didn't have any. Maybe what places like Kroger's could do is what Wally World does, which is limited to one item per person rather than three, because, like I said, two sets of couples were, they each got three, so that's six per household. So maybe that's what to do, limit the number.
Well, the thing I know right now, those restrictions are coming from corporate. Now, I don't know what Walmart is doing. I know that the restrictions that are being made at Kroger are coming from the corporate people, and at this point, they still feel that you should be allowed to buy three. I don't know. You know, it's there are a lot of places that sell toilet paper.
Yeah, and but they just run out because people are hoarding, like you were saying it earlier.
But I would still love to. I think there's something psychological behind that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's something psychological behind that whole toilet paper thing. But I notice a lot more people buying napkins.
Yes, and tissue. They were out of Kleenex at South Kroger's, too. So I had to pick it up at CVS.
Yep, and that's the what we have to do now. We have to find the alternatives.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. We love to hear your opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Would love to hear from you. I think it's interesting to hear from the listening audience, to hear what's going on out there in the world. It's funny. It's a funny time. And funny maybe is not the right word to use at this particular point, but for lack of a better term, that's the word we're going to use. Go ahead, caller.
I'd just like to ask if anybody knows if the governor will revise essential businesses anytime soon, do you think?
Well, it's my understanding that nothing's going to be done until April the 6th, but I don't know. In what way do you mean, sir?
Well, some businesses are going to stay open because they've been deemed essential.
Oh, you're talking like grocery stores and restaurants and places like that?
I guess so.
Yeah, I would highly doubt it, and I think that's where the panic is coming in. Is that people think something like that is going to happen. I don't think that, because this stay-at-home order is really not that, it's not that stringent, to be honest with you. It's just stay at home if you don't have a non-essential job, and, you know, when you don't have to go to the grocery store. People are going to have to get groceries. People are going to have to get medicine. The governor knows that. And in the grand scheme of things, I think only three people have died in Ohio this year. More people have died from the flu. More people have died from texting and driving than this. So it's not like that. They're just trying to stop the spread. It's not like people are dying in mass amounts.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I would find it very hard to believe that anything more than this could go on, because I don't think that the governor also knows that if panic sets in, then you're going to have a much bigger problem, and I don't think he wants to do that. I think he did what he did yesterday to try to get these businesses like factories and maybe even some call centers to close down, because they are still operating.
Well, Whirlpool will be working. They've been deemed essential at this point.
Well, and we do have orders in this country. You know, a lot of this came from the Homeland Security after 9/11, the Homeland Security bill that was put into place. So it comes right from the federal government. So I really don't know how he could lessen it up anymore. Because it's a federal government terminology at this point.
Well, I'd also like to say, I'm really thankful for this radio station and what you do and what Charlie still does. WMRN, a lot of us used to listen to it, but it's become like, I don't know, like Russian state propaganda radio or something anymore. It's all political, whereas your station is more for the people and telling it how it is and helping the people and stuff like that. And I listen to you guys now 100%. And I really thank you for what you're doing in the community and stuff.
Well, I appreciate that quite a bit, and I tell everybody you know. And you know what? Jeff Ruth stopped by this morning, and it wasn't their decision over at WMRN, so the employees there just had to do what they were told to do, and that's unfortunate.
But yes, that's probably Clear Channel or one of them, I guess. I'm not sure what they, iHeart or Clear Channel or something like that, probably.
Right. But we will continue to be on during this, and anybody who gives us information, we will spread it, and we will leave the phone lines open, as we always do. And like I say, tell your friends to tune in, because we will be here through the storm.
I'd also like to say, if I could, if you can't find exactly what you're looking for sometimes, like way early in the morning, I work third shift, you might try Upper Sandusky Drug Mart and A&A Market and Walmart. I didn't find toilet paper today, but I found a lot of paper towels at Drug Mart.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm going to cut them in threes, and that's going to be my toilet paper.
Yep, you got to do what you got to do in these times.
Yep.
Hey,
I just figured I'd let you know that maybe if someone was looking for paper towels or whatever, you know.
No, it's definitely a good tip.
First, and if you couldn't find it in Marion, maybe go to Upper or something that's close.
That's right, and a short trip doesn't hurt, and that's not against anything at this particular point.
Right. Well, I sure thank you. I got to get going, but I really appreciate you, Scott, and your program and everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, and I appreciate that. You know, it's nice to hear that. It's nice to hear that people are listening and that hopefully we are doing something, making some kind of a difference here, because that's why we are here during this time. Phone lines are open again. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's different. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure yet what the right adjective to say about this whole thing is. You know, sometimes you say it's funny. Sometimes you say it's strange. Sometimes you say it's unprecedented. I don't know. The adjective is not quite there for me yet, but I do know it hasn't happened before, so I guess unprecedented does fall under that. Phone lines are open, 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say or want to spread any kind of information, that's also very important to us as well. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're on early in the morning. I'm up at 5 o'clock. I can't sleep, and you're on then. Why can't people send you on then?
I know. They can flip us on any time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I want to echo the same thing that the gentleman just said ahead of time. You're on all the time, and you're good, and you keep us all well-informed, and we loved you. I want to say two things. Back in the early 50s, my daughter was a baby, so I wasn't working. And WMRN had a program called Don McNeil's Breakfast Club. And before he closed, he said, each in his own word, each in his way, let's pray for a world united in peace. I remember that for a long time. And then we had the man has passed away now. Maybe you heard of him, Reverend Marilyn Lashley, a colored man. He was a very respected minister here in Marion.
Absolutely.
And he would call in on WMRN and have a prayer every morning before they went off the air. And then one more thing. I can't sleep at night, so I have my radio on. I had it on at about 1:30 in the morning, and whoever went off the air, he prayed the Lord's Prayer before he went off, and I never heard anybody do that before. So, and I slept real well till 3 o'clock this morning. But I do echo those same thoughts that the other man did. We trust you, and we love you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, I'm just here conduing this. And we've got a lot of great people here, by the way. And I do want to mention that. Maybe this is the right time. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This station's got a lot of great people. You heard Sean Kraft this morning. Terry Tackett is here 3 days a week, engineering programs. Adam Lepp does his programs and keeps the obituary reports up and running, runs the website. And all the hosts on this station, Pastor Whitaker, we're glad to have him here, the Trinity Baptist Church. Of course, Charlie Evers, the greatest broadcaster, legendary broadcaster in Marion history. Nobody better to have on the air. You've got Linda Sims, you've got Mike Wilson, you've got Glenn Coble, you've got just a lot of really, really, really good people, and I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. In the Linda Sims, I think I said Linda, but Linda Sims, who's been with us since day one. A lot of really good people doing a lot of really good work, and we thank them all for being here. Oh, and Nate Redman, excuse me. You know what's weird? I got an email last night from a friend of mine who I worked with, and his name is Nate, and for some reason his last name jumped in my head there. But Nate Redman, who does his show on Wednesdays. So a lot of great people here, a lot of great people, you know, and couldn't do this alone. So, yeah, I'm here in the morning, but they are here all day and doing things that keep this station running, and I assure you they do a great job of it, and we'll hear from them because we're in unprecedented times right now. So 37 minutes past the hour, and here we are, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Give us a ring if you like, 740-383-9944, because to be honest with you, this morning's an odd morning. You know, we went over what this means, what this stay-at-home order means tonight. We've done that. Again, there are some things about this that maybe you should know. You can still go out and get groceries. You can still go get your carry-out food. You can still go to work if you're an essential service. The police are not going to pull you over. That's not going to happen. But go back home. When you're done, go back home and keep up the social distancing, 6 feet away from everybody. Use soap and water. If you don't have hand sanitizer, good old soap and water is still number one at this point. Use soap and water on your hands. That will take care of everything. There's not going to be any National Guard. There's not. You can walk your dog. You can still go outside and exercise. You can take walks. The world will be okay. And we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. We're going to get through this just like we get through anything else. Just stay calm. Restaurants are going to be open for carryout just like they have been the last week. That is not changing. So just take a deep breath. Say this is where we are. And things are changing day to day. But nothing is going to change, in my opinion, to a severe degree. So I think we're okay there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've got anything you would like to say, and don't forget, the stay-at-home order goes into effect tonight, Monday night, 11:59 p.m. You know, it's interesting because talking about Reverend Lashley there on the phone, and a prayer. Last week, having Reverend Dan Kiger, the former chaplain at Marion General Hospital, on, I thought that was important because I think at this particular point, people are scared. And a lot of times when people are scared, they look to their religious, spiritual leaders. And we have to hear from these people. We have to hear what they have to say, because that's the times we're in, and so on and so forth. That's where we stand at this particular juncture. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. I have a question about the toilet paper.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know. like the kids, everybody's home, the people aren't working, so maybe they need double or triple the amount, because usually the kids are at school and people are working. And to me, besides food, I think that's something needed, because the only thing you can put down the toilet is toilet paper.
Right, but I do think that I see a lot of people buying napkins. Now, I would not flush those down the toilet, but if worse came to worse, get a trash bag and put it in there and just throw it out. The trash is still going to run.
Yeah.
You know, this is not going away. And I hope the thing on the toilet paper eases up, because it's a little ridiculous.
Well, people don't think, I suppose you could use paper towels, but you can't put the good ones down the toilet. They stop it up, and they say Charmin stops up the toilets. It has to be the cheaper or a septic tank, like out in the country. It'll stop it up, because in town they say the better toilet paper, it stops up the toilets. But if you have an outhouse, you don't have to worry. That's where people are lucky. If they have the magazines or the newspapers, they don't have to worry.
Well, it's interesting, you know, kids are home in the summer more often, so I don't know if this is what's causing the drive on the toilet paper, but
I think some people can only maybe afford, maybe they only get one a week, a packet or something, they don't think about it, and then with this, you know, when people start buying, well, they don't want to be left out where they're in a situation, five people and no toilet paper, it's like, what are you going to do, so.
It's, I
don't think it's psychological, I mean, whatever and stuff, and then because it's something you need, like your medicine, you need it, and other than that, the basic, those three things, you don't need too much other stuff, I don't think.
Well, but you know, here's the problem. What I don't understand is things that you would even need more than toilet paper. Like, if I was in a crisis mode, which I'm not in a crisis mode, if I was in a crisis mode and I thought, okay, what are things that I need? Toilet paper would not be on the top of the list. I mean, I would probably think, okay, well, I need food. I need food. You know, there are some hygiene products that you might want to have, which there don't seem to be a run on those. I don't quite understand the toilet paper one, because to me, that would never be number one on the list. And I don't remember during any war or any rationing time or any, like 9/11, I don't remember there being a run on toilet paper. I remember there being a run on gasoline. There hasn't been a run on gas. I don't understand the toilet paper thing with this coronavirus. I don't get it.
Well, some people probably started buying in bulk and different stuff, and it got everybody scared that if they didn't have it, what would they do and stuff like that.
Well, I think that's where it's psychological. I think for whatever reason those first people went in and decided they were going to mass buy toilet paper, I think that was psychological. And now it's psychologically gotten to everybody else. And I implore people to do this, at least here in Marion. The grocery stores are not closing. They're going to be open tomorrow. They're going to be open Wednesday. Stop buying in mass amounts. Buy what you need and would normally buy. Stop this thing where you're buying a ton of stuff. It's not helping. It's hurting.
Yeah, it's hurting, because I think somebody even hijacked one of those trucks that was carrying the toilet paper, and they caught them, and they say that sanitizer isn't as effective as they say, because they're suing the one. Is it Purell, one of those? Four or five states are suing because they say it's so against the bacteria, and you know, if you're out and you want something, but they say it doesn't, it's not effective, like they're saying. So they're getting sued. That's in today's paper. And guess who else they're after?
Who's that?
The doctors and anybody that can write a prescription. There's medicines, two of them, and the doctors know that it can, I have to read it again, but it kind of can help you with the virus. And they're writing it for themselves, their family, and their friends and stuff, and the it says the Ohio Pharmacy Board has restricts the prescriptions. It's experimental, and it's people that have lupus. It's putting them in danger, because all these doctors are writing the prescriptions for themselves, and I don't know, I think it's two of them, and then it's going to put the lupus people, they're not going to be able to get the drugs. So now, can you imagine the pharmacies hoarding drugs for themselves?
Well, and this is a whole other thing. You know, I don't know who's doing this and who's not doing this. I just know that, boy, we've got to stop panicking. We have one case of this diagnosed in Marion County, and that person's not even in the hospital. So we've got to just take a break here and do what the government says and wait it out here and stop going off the deep end. It's not...
And then in Columbus, there's Navy surplus stores and stuff. They've had a run on guns. They can't keep ammunition and all their survival food. That it's gone, and they're depleting those whole stores of about everything.
Well, I did see yesterday...
Especially guns. Yeah, they're buying the guns like crazy and the ammunition. It's selling out.
I did see yesterday where there is a big run on guns. I don't understand that either, but, you know...
Well, I guess if somebody comes to your house and wants your toilet paper, you're going to shoot them.
I don't think that's legal, but I wouldn't advise anybody to do that.
No, but... And stuff and things. Yes, it's kind of ridiculous, but people, you know, and stuff. And I just kind of turn it on of a morning, listen a little bit, and everything. They told you mostly what you need to do, and but people don't do it. You could tell them 100 times, and they still wouldn't do it. So.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the problems. So hopefully we can get through it, I guess, is the best thing to do right now.
Yeah, because it says in the United States, I thought there was more. There's less than 100,000 of those ventilators. And there's, I think, 380 million people in the U.S. So if they start really need, they can put you on other stuff, a little bit of oxygen. But when you get this, they need those ventilators. And they said it might come down to, I think, some of those countries who dies and who doesn't. That ones they don't think will live, they're not putting them on it. And trying to save the ones that, you know, they think have a chance.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot. I'm hopeful. I'm an optimist. I think it's not going to be as bad as people think it's going to be. I think we're taking precautions. We're doing what needs to be done. And as long as we follow the guidelines, I think we'll be okay. And again, if you feel sick, go to the doctor. Don't wait. Don't wait, because that's the problem.
Yeah, they're waiting. They say, I guess they're doing it by smartphones, and the doctor is doing patients like that and stuff.
Right. Well, we hope it gets better, and I thank you for calling in. And anytime you've got any information, feel free to call in.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open here, 47 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got a few more minutes we're going to be on here this morning, and then mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will come on 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. So you won't want to miss any of those shows. But we've still got time here this morning. If you've got something to say, 740-383-9944. Any questions, concerns, comments, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, I do have to say, let's take this phone call, and then we'll come back to this momentarily here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. This is one of those essential station personnel you were mentioning.
Yes.
I think his name starts with an A.
I recognize.
Just to switch gears a teeny bit, of course, I'm coming on with our official presidentologist in about 25 minutes or so. So be sure to listen. It's always an adventure. You never quite know what we'll be talking about, but I think it'll be a nice, juicy show as always. We did lose a major celebrity over the weekend, Scott. Just any thoughts about Kenny Rogers? Are you a big fan and admirer like I am? Or do you have a favorite Kenny Rogers song?
You know, I liked Kenny Rogers. I liked a song that he did, though, that a lot of people did not, it did not get the attention that his other songs got. It was called The Greatest, and it was about baseball. And I really liked that song.
I've been... Kenny Rogers, not to take away from his talent, it's kind of easy to sing in karaoke, so I'm certainly an aficionado of his when it comes to turning up the microphone and the lyrics on the screen. Coward of the County and Daytime Friends and Nighttime Love. covers, and sometimes one of his more obscure songs 20 years ago, I do those. 20 years ago was for my radio days, because it was a hit for country and light rock, still contemporary, but not really a top 40 song. So,
did you ever sing The Gambler at karaoke?
Yeah, a couple times. I would say of all those, Coward of the County, I like just the change of pace, like where he says, you could have heard a pin drop. Then you go back to singing. So, and it's such a good song. I think if you were to list like some of the top 50 songs of all time, it would be up there, because it is just so timeless, and it's just so cool. And you don't want to take it too seriously, but sometimes that's always good advice. You may remember when we had, and I think Dr. Feynman and I are going to talk about this, when Lulu was in the studio. Remember, I asked her about Kenny Rogers. She said he was a sweetheart. I just keep thinking about that. He's someone, you never hear anything bad about him. There's celebrities that are kind of controversial. Even Pat Carroll, I mean, there's good things about her, bad things about her. But certainly when you talk to her, she just comes across as so open and so interesting and so funny. But with Kenny Rogers, I mean, just a class act. I never heard one bad thing about the guy. And, you know, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, they just loved him. In fact, Lionel Richie and Kenny Rogers influenced each other's career. So, a big loss. I'm 81 years old. He had a full life, but it is kind of sad.
It is. It was a big name, passed away over the weekend, and certainly a big name in country music, without question.
You know, with Pat Carroll, of course, the Mary Tyler Moore episode, that's a big one, because he played that grouchy person.
But, oh, that's true.
Just the way that she's talked about, I mean, she prefers to play bad people, and that might reflect upon her as a person, but you hear her talk to you, and kind of hear somebody different. Sometimes just that persona being totally opposite of the way people are in person kind of throws you for a loop, but it makes things kind of interesting. You know, Phyllis Diller, you know, I was listening before I got up kind of early this morning because I really had nothing better to do. So I turned you on. The Best of Phyllis Diller was on before you came on live. So she's someone I think the on-screen persona is kind of similar to what you might expect calling her up on the phone. And Kenny Rogers probably kind of the same way. But he transcended so many musical genres, starting out as kind of a psychedelic late 60s. Then he sang with the Christy Minstrels. Then it was kind of pure country. Then it was the soft rock country. Then it was kind of the easy listening. And the guy could probably whip out a tune in almost anything. Even hard rock he probably could do. So... A sad event, but we do celebrate his life, and he was a big part of my radio career in the 80s because he was so popular back then.
Absolutely.
Kind of the same way I felt about George Michael when he passed away so young. Wham was very hot when I was in broadcasting up in North Country of New York. That was so sad because he was so young. But Kenny Rogers, great talent. Do you ever do him on karaoke, Scott?
You know, I don't recall doing Kenny Rogers on karaoke. But he's a seminal figure, and I like his song "The Greatest" and "The Gambler."
You were doing carpool karaoke with Gallagher, weren't you?
I did do carpool karaoke with Gallagher at one point. Yeah.
What kind of songs was Gallagher singing? I figured he might be a Kenny Rogers fan.
Well, I'll tell you, he opened for Kenny Rogers.
Okay. See, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know if people know that, but he did open for Kenny Rogers.
He played at the fair, so in one of my Facebook groups, people were saying ever met him, ever seen him in concert. And some I would have liked to have seen. Unfortunately, I haven't. But his music is so wide ranging, and having just gained another genius.
That is true.
In the rock and roll band that the Righteous Brothers sang about. Just another addition to that great band.
Well,
it's sad, but we do appreciate his legacy. But to invite folks, Scott, I will be on with our favorite professor and presidentologist after the 10 o'clock features. Don't forget also, I engineer the weather forecast with Zach multiple times a day. So a lot of things that I do, but it really is a team effort. If there's anything that shows you the importance of people working together and working in different atmospheres, broadcasting is it. And we are essential people, even if we work mostly remotely like I do. And what we bring to the community, the insights that you give on your show, those are invaluable. And, you know, folks, if this is your first time listening to the station, hopefully you're impressed. Don't make it the last time because we just keep getting better.
Well, thank you, Adam, and people will listen in about 15 minutes. You'll be on with Dr. Feynman. Thanks, Adam.
Yep, after that long spiel, that's about all I had for you. But have a good day, Scott.
You
Thanks.
Too. Bye-bye. All right, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning on this station. But we've got 5 minutes left here, 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have a question? Do you have a comment? Do you have anything you want to do at this particular point? Because we will certainly talk about that here on this station, 740-383-9944. And we will be here. Media is right now considered people who will be able to go out after tonight at 11:59. And so we'll be here. Now, we will not have office hours, but anybody who wants to do their show, continue to do their show, will continue to do their show. That's the way it'll go. And we'll find that out as the days go on this particular week. Phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to comment or have any news on anything. And just remember, the restaurants are staying open tomorrow. You still will be able to get carry out. The grocery stores are staying open. You will still be able to go to the grocery store. Nobody is going to arrest you if you do that. You can still go to the parks. You can still do the things that are necessary. So don't, you know, it's tricky, but it's understandable. So do what you need to do. Practice the social distancing. Stay 6 feet away from everybody. Use soap and water on your hands. That's still the most effective thing to do. Do the soap and water. And for goodness sake, stop buying all the toilet paper. If you've got toilet paper in your house, that's it. You know, you'll be fine. If you just let the toilet paper come in like it would normally come in, it's going to be okay. We all buy toilet paper every day of our lives, and we've never had a run on it like this. I don't know what people are doing with all this toilet paper. I honest to goodness don't know. Does anybody know that? What is being done with all the toilet paper? Because people have to be buying it in mass quantities. Are they just sitting there at home and staring at their toilet paper? I don't understand that at all. You know, when this whole thing got started 10 or so days ago, it never crossed my mind to go and buy toilet paper. And I don't know that anybody ever said anything about toilet paper. I still don't understand what that's all about. But stop it. Stop buying all the toilet paper. Buy what you need for your house for the next week. Do you know how long toilet paper lasts, by the way? I mean, you buy a package of toilet paper, and it'll last a while. You don't need to buy three packages of toilet paper, for goodness sake. You'll be able to go back to the store and pick it up if people stop buying it in mass quantities. And the same thing with eggs and milk. And bread. Just buy what you need. You will be able to go back to the store. The stores are not closing. And if we just continue to buy like we would normally buy, we would not have these problems. So stop. Stop creating problems. Boy, oh boy. Had to editorialize there. Go ahead, caller.
You know, I had a comment about the toilet paper. I think that the stores should refuse to let these people that are buying it in large quantities and hoarding it, to not allow them after this crisis to return it. It should not be allowed to be returned.
You know, that's a very good idea, because yeah. I think what these people are going to find at the end of this is, boy, they've got mass piles of toilet paper, and what are they going to do with it?
Yeah, so I think the stores should all make it mandatory, no returns.
I like your thinking, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's it. How about that? No returns. If you want to buy mass toilet paper, then live with it, I guess. But stop it. Just stop it. You don't need all that toilet paper, for
goodness sake. Worse things going on in the world right now than the need for toilet paper. Anyway, that's it this morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up in about 10 minutes here. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4, Mike Wilson at 5. And I will be back tomorrow. Curfew goes in effect tonight at 11:59, but I assure you I will be back tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, people that are going to these stores and buying toilet paper and paper towels, they're going online and on Facebook, and they're selling it. There was a lady on there that was selling a roll of paper towels for $15, one roll of paper towels. And I think that is really awful, the way they are hoarding toilet paper, paper towels, wipes, and going on and selling them to make money. That's not right. The poor people can't get nothing.
I agree with you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. And for this Monday, very interesting Monday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout, but I will be back tomorrow. And the mayor will be with me tomorrow morning. And other things. Who knows? Stay today. Stay tuned.
Do you regret not getting as many award Emmys, things like that? Does that ever factor in?
No, because I say the work is its own reward. You can't decide who's going to give you an award. But if you're doing the work, as long as you're appreciated for the work, I think that's the best. The awards are nice. I mean, it'd be nice if I got one. But I was up 4 times, so I was a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Well, when you get a role today, you say you still do